The things that you would put on a horse's foot to protect him from the roads, what would you call that?
Steel, hoof.
If you had just one of them, what would you call that?
A hoof.
And these things that sometimes you can throw?
Oh, horseshoes.
Would you call the game that you play with them horseshoes? Or would you ever hear it called anything else?
It's a little stick, you know, when you get back and you throw them. Horseshoes, that's what we call it.
What would you call a female sheep?
Lamb?
What would you call the stuff they have on their backs?
Wool.
What would you call a male, maybe a boar, male hog that's been altered? You ever hear that name?
Oh, you talking about like the male hog, cut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cut.
What would a hog have on his back that might be stiff? Around in here, people used to make brushes out of years ago.
Oh, that's the fat, the skin, like tough. It's real tough.
And on top of the skin, sometimes they have this stuff that's real pointy, like.
It's hair. Uh-huh. It's like skin, you know, they have the pores are always open.
What would you call these big teeth they have that curl around kind of?
Hogs?
Mm-hmm. They have big teeth that come out. Elephants have these things.
Elephants
too.
Have them. Teeth. Boar teeth.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? You'd say that the calf...
What would I call it?
You'd say the calf began to...
whine. Or... do its little sound. Uh-huh.
The noise that a cow would make during feeding time, you'd say the cow began to...
moan.
What would you call it, the gentle noise that a horse makes?
A whee. I can't say it. A whee. A weenie or something. You know what I'm trying to say? A
weenie or whiny or whinny?
Yeah, it's like a whee. W-H-E-E.
If you got some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they're getting hungry, you'd say you have to go out and...
feed up.
If you're going to feed the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, would you have a name for all the birds that you could have around the farm? You'd say you were going out to feed the...
chickens?
Would you say that even if there were other birds around, like maybe a turkey?
Guineas, like guineas. Well, I would say I'm going to feed the chickens, I believe.
What would you call the hen on a nest of eggs?
What would you call her? The nesting hen?
What would you call the place where hens might live?
The hen house.
And if it was smaller than a hen house?
The chicken house.
If you, is there any way you could get good luck if you're eating chicken?
The wishbone.
Uh-huh.
It's the pulley bone.
How would you get good luck that way?
You break it. You know, after you eat the pulley bone of the chicken, which is part of the breast, I think, you know, you shut your eyes and make a wish, and it's two people. Each one of you pulls on the side, and every which one gets the shortest one, I believe. It's the shortest one. Their wish is supposed to come true.